thought tonight, great reminder. And you glad you're saved tonight? Amen. It's good to be here tonight. And you know, I've been, like you, seen in Christmas stores and different things, little signs and plaques, and I keep seeing them, and they'll say, faith, just faith, or have faith. Faith doesn't matter unless it's in the right person. Amen. And I hope you know that you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Let's stand tonight. We're going to sing about that. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know who I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed.
Good to know we can trust in Jesus Christ. And so let's sing this song, Yes, I Know.
Come, ye sinners, lost and hopeless, Jesus' blood may make you free. For he saved the worst among you when he saved.
Let's try that second verse. Now you've heard it. Sing it out.
To the faith he giveth power. Through the mountains makes a way. Finding water in the desert. There's a night.
be seated.
You know, as we think about the confidence that we can have in the Lord, the confidence that He gives us in His Word, in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and he shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited." And then it changes gears there. In verse 7, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord." And that's what we were singing about tonight, that we can know the Lord. We can know who we are believing in. We know what His power is. We know His love for us. "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." That's the confidence that we have. That's who we're putting our trust in. And that's a wonderful thought tonight. Let's pray together. Lord, we do love You. I thank You that we can have confidence in You, that we can just rest assured in Your power and Your love for us. I pray as we worship tonight that You'll be honored and lifted up, and that You'll speak to our hearts and encourage us this evening. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
on. Amen. Let's stand and sing a couple of Christmas carols tonight. And Pastor Paul's preaching on the characters of Christmas on the angels. So let's sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. They're some of the worst jokes you'll ever hear, dad jokes. And I'll tell you this, I'm teasing my friend. I said, they even get worse when you become a grandpa. Grandpa jokes are worse than dad jokes. I heard a grandpa joke this morning from Brother Lipsky. And Brother Lipsky says, I can't wait till tonight to hear about my angels. Hark the herald angels sing. So we're going to sing that tonight in your honor, Brother Lipsky. Hark the herald angels sing.
Joy for all the nations cries, joy the child.
Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's good to have Pastor and Mrs. Roberts back with us tonight. They're preaching at Steel City Baptist Church this morning, and I wasn't expecting him back. He was preaching all day, but they have a morning service. They had a potluck lunch and an afternoon service, and so I'm glad they're here tonight. Make sure that you realize they're more spiritual than us. This is their third time in church today. Amen. So good for them. Well, this month we're going to have our theme in the morning is Glory Touching Earth. Our theme in the evenings is Characters of Christmas. I just try to think of something different, and it pushes me to preach a little different and pushes our men. And so each Sunday night this month, we're having a different man preach on the characters of Christmas. Tonight, Brother McPherson's going to preach on the angels of Christmas. I believe next week is Brother Calvin. Is that right? Brother Calvin next week, and I think he's the shepherds. Is that correct? The shepherds, and then the following week, Brother Roberts will preach on the wise men, and the wise men, and then the following week will be the Christ child, and my son Austin is home for a couple days for Christmas, and so he'll be here Christmas Eve and preach on the Christ child. So Pastor McPherson, you come, preach to us from the Word of God.
Thank you, preacher. It's good to be saved, amen?
Amen.
Praise God for such a wonderful salvation. I'm going to have a word of prayer to start off with, because when you get older, sometimes you forget. And I don't want to forget to pray for the service tonight. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for your love for us. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for your son that came willingly to die that we might have eternal life. And Lord, I pray if there's one that's here that's not saved, that they might consider where they're going to spend eternity. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. I pray that you'd fill me with thy Holy Spirit, Lord. I can't do anything without you. I need your help, Lord. I need your strength and your guidance, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'd like to thank all the volunteer help that put all the decorations here. It just did a wonderful job, and those that do it every year. Just looks beautiful. I talked to one lady about the cantata, and she said she's so excited about the cantata that she says there's such a unity in the people that are singing in the choir. That's a great thing to have, isn't it? To have that unity in the Lord. You know what? This is a powerful book. There's a lot of power in this book. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and is of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I was preparing this week for my Sunday school class, 1 John chapter 3. And it's all about loving other people, caring for other people and meeting their needs. And I'm working through the lesson like any other week, and all of a sudden I came across this verse, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 20, for if our heart condemn us. And that was the word of God that cut right into my heart like a two-edged, and I just broke down and started weeping. I said, oh, Lord, forgive me for not loving the people the way I should, for not loving people the way I should. But then you read further, but God is greater. And he can take that heart of mine and change it to love people more, to love our world more. Pray for me that I will. Well, you heard the pastor, characters of Christmas, the angels, and my topic for tonight is worship, how the angels worship. You know, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 5, God talks about some of the commandments, the first two, that they weren't to have any other God except God. And they weren't to bow down to it or serve it. And we're not to bow down to false gods. We're not to serve a false god. Because there is no God except the one God. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, and you're serving a false god, or maybe you're serving a false god as a Christian, It's a false god. It's not real. And you can't bow down to God in a lost condition. You can't worship God in a lost condition. You have to be saved. And the angels, we are not to worship angels. We're not to bow down to anything else that God has created. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 8, the Apostle John writes, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them," all this that in the book of Revelation. "And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me," the angel, "See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God." Worship God and God only. And the angels are no different. They are to worship God. Turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And verse number 8. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping their watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people the joy of salvation, that a soul can be saved from a burning hell by trusting in Jesus, realizing they're a sinner, realizing their sin will send them to a Christless eternity, and then turning to Jesus, realizing that he's alive and that he can save them. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels," so that's the host, "as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." The theme is a message of worship. An angel means a messenger. And there are good, holy angels, and there are bad, evil angels that fell from their first estate. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. "For God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down into hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7 to 9. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called," I like that old serpent. That old serpent. I mean, he's getting old, and his time is up, and he knows that it's going to be soon gone. When the rapture takes place, he's got 7 years, and he's going to be cast into a pit, amen, the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Amen. Now it'll be loose for a season, but he's an old angel. But he's still got a lot of power. He does a lot of damage. That great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He's deceived everyone that's ever been born in this world. He deceives them. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we have good angels and we have evil angels. The good angels serve God, according to Psalm. We're not going to read these. I'm just going to, if you want to write them down. The good angels serve God, Psalm 103, verse 20. They praise the Lord, Psalm 148, verse 2. They are sent to protect. In Genesis 19, 1 through 19, two angels are sent to save Lot and his family. A host of angels is sent to help Jacob when he is on his way to meet his brother. Genesis chapter 32, verse 1 and 2. God appeared as an angel to Hagar in the desert. Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 to verse 13. They are sent to destroy Israel's enemies. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35, the Assyrians. In the New Testament, the angels appear first, accounts to Zechariah, in the announcement birth of John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1, verse 11. And verse 18 to 20. And in the announcement to Mary, verse 26 to verse 38, of bringing forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Angels are ministering spirits. They hold a high place that God created them. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be the heirs of salvation? You've heard many things about guardian angels. Are there guardian angels or are there not guardian? I think God has sent angels to protect us. I think he protected me before salvation. I was in a car wreck as a teenager, and the car was totaled, but God spared my life. I think he sent an angel to protect me. There is a rank in their service. There's the archangels, Michael and Gabriel. Some have the task of gathering the lost to be cast into hell, Matthew chapter 13, verse 41 to verse 42. They worship Jesus, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. And again, when he bringeth into the first begotten into the world, and he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. The angels worship God. And if an angel is holy, without sin, and worships God, how much more should we worship God? Amen. I found this lately in my life that I don't worship God enough. If I worship God enough, then maybe I'd have more love for people. Angels ministered to the Lord. Psalm 91, verse 11. And Matthew 4 and 11, when Jesus was tempted of the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. They came and ministered to the Savior. What a task that must have been. Wow. Angels do his command. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless ye the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. You've heard it said before. In heaven, everybody does God's will. When God says something, they move. When God tells us something, that's not always the case, is it? They minister to children. But it will be one day. We'll all move. The new heaven and the new earth, and there'll be no more sin. When God says to do something, we'll do it with joy and gladness. Amen. They minister to children. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Oh, God help us. They marry not, according to Matthew chapter 22 and verse 30. They also gather the elect, Matthew chapter 24, verse 31, in the second coming of Christ. They have a task, they have a job that they do for the Lord. They are holy, Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, he's going to bring us too. We'll be with him riding on horses at the second coming. Angels are ready at God's command. Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. the Lord said in Gethsemane, "Thinkest thou not that I can now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" A legion is a great multitude, an indefinite number. Some say that this multitude was, they figured it out to be 72,000 angels. I don't know if that's true or not, but the power of just one angel, but having a whole multitude, an indefinite number. Angels can take the form of a man. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." I often think about that when I see somebody on the street and they're digging through a garbage can. And I walk by. Maybe that's an angel that God sent to bear witness against me, because I didn't see that and help that needy person. They are ordered to pour out the wrath of God upon the earth during the great tribulation period. The seals are open, the trumpets sound, the vials are poured out by these angels. The main, most important thing for an angel is to worship God. Worship, prostrate oneself in homage, do reverence to, adore, admire. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10, "When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and admired in all them that believe, because our testimony in all them that believe in that day." We will admire the Lord Jesus. Jesus told Satan, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 10, "Thus saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." There is nobody else that you can worship. You can worship a false god, and you can have a false salvation, but it's not going to do any good, because it's false. There's only one true God, and there's only one true worship, and that is to worship God. Worship God. Angels are created by God. Genesis chapter 1 and verse, or 2 and verse 1. "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them." The angels worship the Savior, Christ the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us, Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, Messiah, the promised deliverer of the Jewish nation, the Savior of all mankind. Romans chapter 3 and verse 29. "Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles?" Yes, of the Gentiles also. He died for all mankind. He paid the price for all man's sin. And all we have to do is receive that free gift, and he gives us eternal life. And we shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck us out of the Father's hand. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For are all one in Christ." Everybody that's in this building tonight that's saved, you're in Christ. We're all in Christ, and Christ in us. Turn to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7, please. And we're going to read a couple of verses there. Revelation chapter 7 and verse number 11. There's a great gathering around the throne. Revelation chapter 7, verse 11. "And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God." They fell on their faces, the angels, all the angels fell on their faces, and they worshiped God. And how did they worship God? Saying, "Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. They worship God. The angels say amen. This word amen is a certainty. It's the truth. Verily, it's something to trust in. It's reliable to trust in God. Amen. The blessing, the word here, blessing, the act or means of invoking worship or praise. God is worthy of both. Glory, the word glory, praise, honor, and respect. God's favor and protection. The word wisdom. This is all of God. The ability to judge, the faculty to discern right and truth, and to judge or act accordingly. Sound judgment, common sense, wisdom is of God. We're lacking that today, aren't we, common sense? Where is our sense when we say a man is a woman and a woman is a man, and they don't even know if it's a woman or a man? And you get, now you have to, when you sign, you do some of the document and you say male or female, then they got whatever else they put in there. I don't even remember what they put there, but it's something. They're, you know, how crazy are we? Other. Glory. Wisdom. James chapter 1 and verse 5, you know the verse. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. But unto him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And when I read that Jesus Christ is our wisdom. He's our wisdom. If a man fears God, the first thing of wisdom is to fear God. Fear Jesus. He's able to destroy both soul and body in a place called hell. That's a fearful thing. To die and go to a Christless eternity, especially when he's warned us that we can sit here and hear about Jesus and say no. When I got saved, I think if I would have said no, I don't know what would have happened to me. I've often thought about it. Wow, if I would have said no at that time when God revealed himself to me so graciously and I was broken over my sin. And then I said, what do I need to do? What if I would have said, no, I don't believe this stuff. I'm getting out of here. I might not have got across the street. I might have got hit by a car. I don't know. How can we tempt God? Thanksgiving, this word thanksgiving here in this verse is for what God has done. Thanksgiving for salvation, for protection, for provision. The Old Testament worship was part of thanksgiving for feasts and Passover. That was part of their worship, of their Passover feast was worship. Honor, this word here, honor in verse 12. Respect paid to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 29, verse 12. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. It's through God. If we're anything, it's because of God. Amen. If we've done anything in this world, it's because of God. If you have a great name and if you're a great king in this world, it's because of God. David was a great man. It was because of God. He took a shepherd boy and made him a great king. And one day he'll be a prince, second to the Lord in the millennial period on a throne. Because of God. And the word here, power. The actual or potential possession of control, authority, or influence over others. True power, this is from a Bible dictionary, true power, which includes the effective exercise of authority, belongs only to God. Only to God belongs this power. He has all power in heaven and earth. And he says, go and preach the gospel to every creature that they might turn to me. Might, the ability or power to do or accomplish, and God will accomplish, and he is accomplishing. He will accomplish his will. It will be done. He's making all things new. He's taking care of the wicked. He's pulling the wicked out of this ungodly world every day and sending them to their doom because they refuse to turn to God. And he'll do it to all that refuse. He's not willing that any perish, but he will judge and he will make things new, and we'll have peace for eternity. And we're all part of that. We're on the winning side. The angels, the highest form is to worship God, which should be our highest form, as what takes place around the throne of God. They're falling down and worshiping the Lord. The angels praise and glorify God and proclaim peace to and goodwill to man through the Lord Jesus Christ. That angel had the opportunity to make that acclamation, announcement, peace, goodwill towards man. And I got that goodwill. And you got it when you got saved, that goodwill from Jesus. Amen. Amen. As holy, the angels worship the one who created them and praise him. How much also should we praise and worship the one who came for the purpose of dying for us to save our soul? The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came and he sought me and brought me. And I was running from God, but he kept after me. And after me, until he got me to a place where I trusted him as Savior. He didn't force himself on me, but he gave me the opportunity. He gave me a great opportunity to trust him, and I trusted him, and hallelujah, I'm saved today, and I can glorify his name from this pulpit tonight. Praise God, praise Jesus for my salvation, saving a sinful, wretched sinner like me, vile as vile could be. John 4:23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's seeking us to worship him. He wants us to fellowship with him. He's a jealous God. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if you don't have salvation, you're a dead spirit. You can't, that spirit can't worship God. You're dead in sins and trespasses. And you need to be born again to trust Jesus as your Savior. Let's bow forward to prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your love for us. Thank you that we can worship you for who you are. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to hearts as we have this invitation time. I pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to draw nearer to you than what we are. Help me to draw nearer to you, Lord. I pray if there's one here that doesn't know you as Savior, Lord, that hasn't trusted you, that you'd give them that opportunity to be saved. Heads bowed and eyes closed. If you're like that tonight and you say, Pastor Paul, I need to be saved. I need to trust Jesus as my Savior. Nobody's looking, nobody's speaking. You say, Pastor Paul, I need Jesus as my Savior. And I'd like someone to show me from the Bible how I can be saved. Is there anybody like that? Anybody know? Would you hold your hand up? Would you hold your hand up? Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Heads bowed and eyes closed. having an invitation time if you'd like to come to the altar and pray. The altar's open.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Paul. You may be seated for a moment. And I know how many of you are guilty like I am when you go to church and church gets done a little bit early. And the pastor says, well, it's early. I'll give you about 30 minutes of announcements. We hate that, don't we? So I'm not going to do that to you tonight. We'll let you get out a little bit early and you can go enjoy some fellowship together. I know our time is precious in December, isn't it? So tonight after the service will be a short meeting, 5 to 10. Baker says, in the Olive Room for Master Clubs leaders, all right? If you have a Master Clubs class, if you can meet there for just a few minutes, I'm going to say 15 to 20 because I know Tony. So he says 5 to 10, but we know, but it won't be that long. So why don't you come and be a part of that and hear what he has to say to help us be prepared better for our classes, all right? Don't forget, next week is our cantata, 6 o'clock on Friday or Saturday night and 10:30 on Sunday morning. Please be inviting people. Take some flyers this week, invite them through social media, what have you. Give somebody a call, invite them to come. And then let me encourage you, come one to work and one to serve, or one to be blessed. And so we need people in nursery, we need ushers, we need workers. You could do whatever you want to do. Just come and help us and let somebody else enjoy the cantata that night, all right? Choir, don't forget you have a dress rehearsal at 6:30 on Friday night. And if you have a child in the academy, they're also singing in the cantata this year. And so Friday night at 6:30 is their rehearsal as well, all right? All right, I guess that's about all I need to announce for tonight. We'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. And Master Clubs workers, let's head to the Olive Room as quickly as possible. Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Bless it to our hearts tonight. Help us to grow and to learn. Help us to worship like the angels did. We have so much more to be thankful for. We have salvation. And I pray, Lord, that we would act like we have salvation in our worship and in our praise. Well, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.